Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, bringing you a moment of discernment and truth. Today's topic, is your testimony biblical? Recently, we had a Baptist youth worker contact us. He was upset that we did a testing on his modern pastor brother, even though the testing was fully biblical and in truth. And for some reason, out of the blue, he sent us a audio of his testimony that he gave to a Baptist body. And what I did was go through his testimony in an attempt to help him, and I did an article on it. So if you go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, you'll find an article called Is Your Testimony Biblical? And I want to go through his testimony really quickly and test it to God's word and then give you a biblical testimony, okay? So first of all, number one, he said he was a Christian his whole life because he believed in Jesus and his parents always took him to the church when the doors were open. Number two, when he was 17, he walked the aisle and accepted Jesus. Number three, he joined the Marines, and rather than going off into the various Bible studies and groups there, he went off into drinking, alcoholism, drunkenness. Four, as an adult, he got more and more into alcohol and he became angry. It ruined his life. It ruined several marriages. He was even arrested once. He admitted that his Baptist family, his preacher brother, and all of the Baptist people he congregated with did not give him the tools or were not able to help him with any positive words, the right words, or any guidance to correct his issues. His third wife finally convinced him to try a program called Celebrate Recovery. And after several months of going to it, he eventually learned to control his anger and his drinking. And he believes those relationships there helped him and accountability helped him do that. Six, he says he is still an alcoholic, although he's been dry for 2 years. And even today, he is still tempted to go out and drink. And he said just a few days ago, he was going to call somebody at 11 o'clock at night because he wanted to go out and drink. Seven, he believes that using the Celebrate Recovery program, some faith mixed with many man-made counseling ways, he believes he'll overcome his drinking and has the tools to do so. And number eight, he wants to be in ministry to help others with his story. Now, that was the crux of his testimony. That's it. Now, I want to be clear. While we are very thankful that he has tried to and attempting to control his drinking and his anger, I'm very concerned about people like this and him because that is not a true biblical testimony. All right, you hear that often, but that's not a biblical testimony. Let's test this point by point and go over God's word using our biblical gospel on our website to see what it teaches about true salvation. All right, now here's true salvation. All right, number one, you don't become a Christian just by believing in Jesus, going to church all the time, or having a good Baptist parents. He believed that. He was a believer, but that does not save you, okay? So we'll go through these 8 points, and then we'll go to the biblical gospel. So now we're refuting his point, so that's number one. You don't become a Christian by just believing in Jesus and going to church. Two, you don't become a child of God by accepting Jesus. There's articles on our teaching blog, accepting Jesus is unbiblical. That is a false Baptist and many other denominational systems gospel. It doesn't happen that way per God's word. You don't accept Jesus. Three, going off into carnality and sin is not the fruit you were born of God or a Christian at all. This does not show that you have the hope of the Holy Spirit or the hope of eternal life in you. Four, living for decades in sin and drunkenness is more good evidence you're not born of God. This does not show that you have a spirit in you or the hope of salvation working in you. Five, getting off drugs and alcohol is indeed great, but it is not the evidence God is in you as a child of God. That is not going to happen. Does not happen that way. Being dry or not drinking does not mean you're a child of God, nor does it mean you're going to go to heaven. Six, excuse me, if you believe you can fall into alcoholism at any moment and have to call someone that very day, this is really not the evidence that you've been made a new creation in Christ, because Paul says all things become new. God gives us the ability to battle our sinful flesh in ways that we can't do it by ourselves, but we do it by the power of God's Spirit. Seven, overcoming drinking is wonderful, but that does not mean, again, that you're born of God. And number eight, going into ministry, while that's a good thing to desire, if you go into the same unbiblical ministry that failed you and has given you an unbiblical gospel, like his Baptist system, that's foolishness, okay? Now, one word of warning here, that Celebrate Recovery Program. We expose that on our website. That's a Rick Warren program. Rick Warren is the seeker-sensitive wolf, and it has a false gospel. It mixes unbiblical messages with good feel counseling efforts, and it is not biblical before God. So that's troubling, right? Now, here's why I'm doing this. Is your testimony biblical? Nothing in this man's testimony matches up to God's word as a biblical salvation per the gospel and the word of God. It's a Baptist salvation, but that's not a biblical salvation. Let me show you quickly the gospel per God's word that brings man to eternal life. Number one, faith in Christ and his finished work on the cross. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 tells us about that. Repentance, he never mentioned that. A turning of your mind, then your life, from all your sinful ways and thinking to God's ways. Luke 13, 3, Jesus said, repent or perish. Number three, being born again. He never mentioned that. God promises a new heart, a new mind, and you will never be the same, or you will not see heaven. John chapter 3, verse 3. Number four, the fruit you're born of God is that you now obey in holiness and obedience. Now, it's not works, it's fruit. And his word covers, takes you through and carries you through all your ways, which means you leave places like the false man-made Baptist religion. You don't stay in them and double down and cling to them. Hebrews 5:9 and John 14:15 teach us God's true people obey him. They don't stay in sin. And number five, lastly, you must endure in the faith. He never mentioned that. God and God's ways. You must endure in the faith and God's ways as fruit. Again, fruit, not works, that you're of him to your very end of your life, or you've believed in vain. Go read 1 Corinthians 15 and Matthew 24. Now, you can go to our website, don'tperish.com. Go click on the gospel tab. You can hear it recorded, or you can go and read it there with more details and more scripture. Now, now that we've covered his testimony and we've taken his testimony apart biblically, now let me give you a biblical testimony story in 8 points, okay? Let's cover this. All right, number one, this man went through his entire life doing religious ways, believing in God, but was never a born-again child of God through it all. Two, when he was a teenager, he too walked an aisle and said a prayer to accept Jesus, but he was unchanged, still not a born-again child of God, and he knew that. Three, he got all caught up in all kinds of sin as a young man, and without being born of God and having God's Spirit, just being religious on Sunday, he had no power to battle them. Four, he got worse and worse as he aged, and nothing from his faith or his Sunday church or his religious background could stop the massive amount of sin that was burning him and taking him further and further from holy God. He knew he was headed for hell. Five, someone finally preached the biblical gospel to him, and he took the faith that he did have in Christ. He was convicted deep in his soul. He saw that he was in his own false religious ways. He cried out to God and asked God for forgiveness through Christ, repented, and the Lord did a work in him, and he was born again and on his way to being a new man from that moment on. Six, while he still wrestles his flesh every day of his life, no doubt, he no longer calls himself a big sinner, but he's a holy child of God. And the closer he walks and obeys God and his word and holiness, stripping himself down, all of his false ways, worldliness, carnality, movies, false man-made religion, the more power he has to live a holy, pure life according to God's scriptures. He's no longer bound to alcohol and drugs and pornography, though he may wrestle with it once in a while. He's not bound, and he does not consider himself an alcoholic any longer. He considers himself a child of God who has defeated that. Number seven, he now lives per God's word alone. He repented of and left his false religious denominational system and all the people he left behind that are willing to stay there in their error. He preaches the true biblical gospel to everyone. He gives Jesus Christ the glory for saving his soul, making him a new creation, and it is his faith, clinging to it to the end as fruit, that Christ is a work in him, just as Christ commanded us. We must endure to the end with that saving faith. Throw Calvinism out the door. Oh, you're a Christian today. You're always a Christian. That's not true. It's like saying you're married today and you'll always be married. You must see your marriage through the rest of your life. And number eight, he now longs to live totally holy for God. He studies the word and obeys it, not man-made religion. He preaches the biblical gospel and he exposes man-made false ways of man-made religion because it's prevalent all over America. And it almost cost him his soul by following false man-made ways. Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, do you see the huge difference between that powerful biblical testimony I just gave you and the weak unbiblical Baptist testimony I shared with you in the beginning of this? Yeah, that Baptist testimony was really about leaving one addiction, drinking, maybe overcoming some anger. It never addressed his real need, his sinful, fallen character and person being separated from God and needing to be born again through faith and repentance and new life. Like a blind man falling into a hole, the same hole many times. Sadly, that man I talked about, he's still in the Baptist system today. He rejected my pleas to him to come out of it, and he's still in it today. Now, in love, I just say this. That man was deceived by the false Baptist system, accepting Jesus, going to church, and he was on his way to hell. And he is still on his way to hell today, unless he becomes born again. He also is deceiving others by passing on to them this false testimony. Also going into ministry and passing on that testimony is also false and will deceive people. This is how man-made religion gets propagated, handed down one person to another, never being tested against God's true word. So please don't be one of those deceived people like I was and my wife was for years. Test yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove to your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. See, if you're truly in the faith via the biblical gospel, you will obey and live out God's word fully as fruit that you're his. You don't keep man-made religion. Again, go to our biblical 10-point test. It will help you come out of man-made religion. Jesus said, you must be born again to see the kingdom of heaven. That's why so many are playing religion today. They're not born of God. They're stuck in Sunday man-made denominational religion. It's lying to you. And we love you enough to tell you the truth. So go to our website, www.don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog, hundreds of articles. Go to John 4:24 radio, hundreds of audios. Go to our unbiblical teachers blog and bring you out of man-made religion as we test them and show you God's truth compared to them. And lastly, if you're born of God, you will grow in his truth and you will come out of man-made religion as it's not consistent with a holy God. And it is deceiving millions today. I leave you with 2 Corinthians 6. And what concord hath Christ with Belial, the devil? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, that would be false religion. Be separate from them. That means repent and don't do it anymore. Saith the Lord, do not touch the unclean thing. That's man-made false ways. And I will receive you. Hey, go to our biblical resources. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Until next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.